From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Audie Cornish. A week ago, Mississippi Governor Haley Barbour was backing away from comments he made praising groups that fought integration during the civil rights era. Today, he's getting kudos from the NAACP. The governor suspended the sentences of two Mississippi sisters who were serving life in prison. Back in 1994, Jamie and Gladys Scott were convicted of a robbery that netted $11. Chris Joyner of the Atlanta Journal-Constitution has followed the story. He gave me a brief history of the case.
Well, they were accused of planning an armed robbery with three teenage men. While they weren't actually accused of pulling the gun or anything, they were accused of sort of masterminding it. They went to trial. The three men who were their alleged co-conspirators all pled guilty. Two of those three testified against them before a mixed-race jury in Scott County. The jury had the opportunity to find them guilty or find them guilty with a life sentence. They chose the harsher penalty, and that's how they ended up in prison.
Why did this come to be seen as an instance of injustice?
The fact that it was $11 seems inequitable to a lot of people. The fact that the people who actually held the gun served much shorter sentences, that just strikes people as unjust.
How did this story reach national attention?
Very gradually. Their mother, Evelyn Rasko, was sort of a lone voice for her daughters for years and years. But it wasn't really until the last several years when the effort started picking up steam, and that had a lot to do with bloggers picking it up. It got some traction on Facebook. Myself, I was working for the Clarion Ledger in Jackson, Mississippi in USA Today, and I began to notice handmade signs in Jackson, Mississippi that were advocating for the release of the Scott sisters, and that's how it gained my attention.
So, Chris, when did this get on Governor Barbour's radar? Because he's been fending off criticism for all kinds of comments related to race over the last couple of months, and I'm sure a lot of people have one eyebrow up that this announcement is coming now.
Sure, the timing is interesting. It certainly could provide some cover for the criticism that he's under, but the governor did request this review from the State Parole Board back in September, long before he got in the spotlight for his comments.
This is a suspended sentence, and I found it interesting the reasoning that's been articulated by the governor is the cost of health care. One of the sisters is on dialysis. She has a troubled kidney. And this release is contingent on her sister donating a kidney.
Jamie Scott is in need of a kidney, apparently, and Gladys Scott had already offered up a kidney. So this was something that Gladys Scott was already willing to do. That the governor should make it conditional is an interesting road for him to take, but obviously something Gladys was already willing to do, so they're probably not going to push that, but it is very strange.
Reporter Chris Joyner of the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. He followed the Scott sisters' case for his former employers, the Jackson Clarion Ledger and USA Today. Thanks, Chris.
You're welcome.